God has placed certain office gifts in the church for the purpose of equipping the saints who have particular personal gifts. His design is to mature the saints so that they can do the work of ministering, with the result that the whole body of Christ will be built up. There's a natural phenomenon in the land of Palestine which illustrates a great spiritual truth. The Jordan River runs the entire length of the land. It starts in the springs and marshes to the north of Mount Hermon and flows southward. By the time it reaches the north end of the Sea of Galilee, it is a powerful stream. It enters the Sea of Galilee on the north end and flows out of it on the south end. Some 60 miles later, the Jordan flows into the north end of the Dead Sea. Now, there is no outlet from the Dead Sea. It is the lowest depression on the face of the earth. The water flows into it, evaporates, and leaves its mineral deposits behind. The same river flows into the Sea of Galilee and the Dead Sea. Yet the Sea of Galilee abounds with fish and vegetation, while the Dead Sea is totally barren of life. Now, what is the difference? The Sea of Galilee receives and gives, the Jordan flowing into it on the north and out of it on the south, while the Dead Sea receives but does not give. There is a spiritual truth to be learned from that natural phenomenon. God's blessings are never received for the sake of one person. He blesses one that he might bless others through that one. The principle is expressed in 1 Corinthians 1, verses 3 and 4. Paul tells how God comforted him and his associates in all their tribulation, not that they might be comfortable, but that they might be able to comfort those who are in any trouble. God blesses one that he might bless others through that one. That is why service to others in the name of Christ is essential in one's walk with the Lord. To receive without giving is to violate one of the basic laws of spiritual life. Steps in a walk with God must include, first, loyalty to the Bible, second, faithfulness in prayer, third, consistency in worship, and fourth, involvement in service. You are a member of Christ if you are a Christian believer, for by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body. Now ye are the body of Christ and members in particular. For as we have many members in one body, and all the members have not the same office, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. Each member of his body has a function to perform. That potential function as a member of the body carries its own imperative for Christian service. Each believer in Jesus Christ has received the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God within him provides spiritual life like a bubbling spring provides water. The absence of the Spirit is not an indication one is unsanctified, but that he is unsaved. The Holy Spirit who lives within the believer has gifted each believer to serve God. That divine enablement with a supernatural ability to serve God effectively is called a spiritual gift. Your spiritual gift enables you to serve. All three persons of Holy Trinity were involved in your spiritual gift, for God the Holy Spirit confers the gift. God the Son directs you in the exercise of that gift, and God the Father empowers the use of the gift. Your use of that spiritual gift is the fulfillment of God's will for your life. The Holy Spirit exercised absolute sovereignty in giving you a spiritual gift. The gift is not of your choosing, but of His designation. Each gift works by the one Holy Spirit who divides the gifts to specific believers as He wills. So much is the spiritual gift a matter of the Holy Spirit's sovereign bestowal that the use of a spiritual gift is called the manifestation of the Spirit. The Holy Spirit enables every believer to serve God effectively by giving a spiritual gift to each one. There is no such thing as a saved person who has no spiritual gift. 1 Corinthians 12:7 reads, "But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal." 1 Corinthians 12:11 continues, "But all these gifts worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will." 1 Peter 4:10 urges, "As every man hath received the gift, Even so, minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Now note the repetition of the terms, every man. It does not mean every male as over against every female, nor does it mean every man irrespective of his relationship to God in Jesus Christ. It means each believer, regardless of age, sex, culture, generation, geography, or any other distinction, has been endowed by the Holy Spirit with a spiritual gift. The spiritual gifts are given for the purpose of service to people in the name of Jesus Christ. They are different, as the list in Romans 12 and 1 Corinthians 12 indicate, because there are many different kinds of ministry needed. Yet, they are unified by the same Spirit who gave each one, and by the fact that those who possess the gift are members of the same spiritual body. The committed Christian must offer his spiritual gift to God for service. God has placed certain office gifts in the church for the purpose of equipping the saints who have particular personal gifts. The list of office gifts in the church is recorded in Ephesians 4:11. And some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. Why are those gifts placed in the church with gifted men to serve in each office? Ephesians 4:11 reads, "For the perfecting of the saints for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ." That is why God gave office gifts to the church. His design is to mature the saints so that they can do the work of ministering, with the result that the whole body of Christ will be built up. Now think about what that means in your personal life. You must submit to the ministry of the leaders God has placed in your church because He has placed them there to help you mature so you can serve Him effectively. God has not given you a spiritual gift for you to enjoy alone. He has not given you a gift to show how spiritual you are. He has given you a spiritual gift in order that you might give it back to Him in service. When your commitment is sincere, the Lord Jesus will enable you to use your gift, and the Father will empower your use of the gift so that many are blessed. So get busy using your spiritual gift in service. God has ordained that it should be so. Romans 12:7 says, for instance, if you have the gift of ministry, you should wait on your ministering. Now that does not mean to sit and do nothing until an opportunity to minister comes along. Wait on your place of service like a waiter in a restaurant waits on tables. Get busy using your spiritual gift in service. Now here is the clearly stated imperative directly from God. As every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. The only way to be an obedient child of God is to be busy serving God by the use of divinely conferred spiritual gifts with which you have been endowed. There can be no true walk with God apart from service to God. That is why the fourth step in a walk with God is designated as service. Jesus said, "If you love me, keep my commandments." Father, thank you that you have given to each Christian believer a spiritual gift which can be used to the good of men and the glory of God. Thank you that our effectiveness in service does not depend upon what we have by nature, but what we are by grace. We offer ourselves to you that you may make us to be all you saved us to be, and that each spiritual gift may bear much fruit to your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.